Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. Mossvale local court has heard the ex-wife of former South Star Sam Burgess call two lawyers before dialing 000 after he allegedly intimidated her father. Phoebe Burgess told the court she raced home last year after her father called her and said, "He just came at me." When she arrived, she said he was visibly shaken and told her Sam Burgess had stood over him and said, "I'm going to get you." Burgess was charged with intimidation but has denied the allegations. His barrister, Philip Bolton, SC, put to Ms. Burgess she had called a QC and a second lawyer before dialing 000, which she accepted but denied it was to get legal advice. Firefighters are on alert as temperatures soar. Nowra is forecast to reach 36 degrees today, while Barrel is expecting a top of 32. While no total fire bans have been issued, Rural Fire Service Inspector Ben Shepherd says everyone needs to be responsible.
It should act as a reminder for everyone. We are now in the bushfire danger period, and it is important that we know what we'll do if threatened by fire. But importantly as well, we should be very careful with the use of fire in the open, and please don't be careless and flick any lit cigarettes from vehicles.
Claims there's work out there in the Shoal Haven, but no takers. Milton dairy farmer Robert Miller is looking for people who love the outdoors and working with animals to take up work on his property, but he says he just can't find any staff. He says two people answered his job ads and only one of those applicants turned up for work, despite many people claiming they can't find a job. Mr. Miller says many other businesses are struggling to get workers to meet the current influx of tourists. The Electric Vehicle Council has raised concerns about plans by the New South Wales Treasurer to tax electric vehicles. It follows an announcement by True Green to build the largest electric vehicle manufacturing hub in Australia, right here in the Highlands. Council CEO B.R. Jafari says the tax is unfortunate given there are many benefits from people choosing to go electric.
Right around most of the world, you get rewarded for those benefits. You get told, well, look, we'll cut a few taxes out of electric vehicles to encourage more people to buy them. Australia would become the first country in the world to actually tax people and try to discourage people from buying one.
And residents in and around Conjola can meet up with some Shoal Haven City Council reps to discuss plans for their area. It's part of the reopening of the community consultation period on the Drive Conjola Connected Communities Master Plan and Yorala Bay Concept Plan. The initial consultation period attracted 1,900 Get Involved page visits, more than 40 written submissions and around 140 surveys. Consultation sessions will be held Wednesday and Thursday. Check out the council website for details.
2SC's locker room.
A look at cricket first, and in first grade wins to bury Shoal Haven Heads and Shoal Haven X Servos, while in second grade Bain Basin came away winners, as did Sussex Inlet, Bomaderry and North Nowra Canberwarra. And tributes are flowing for former Illawarra Hawks basketball storeman Norman Taylor, who passed away after suffering a heart attack. The 55-year-old played 67 matches for the Hawks and also played for the Mossvale Magic. That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.